Welcome to Shaken
I'm scratching
and
my nose. Disturbed?
Observed.
Shaken it, shaken
Absurd.
and desserts and
Shaken and
desserts?
absurd. Shaken and disturbed, everybody. The true crime
And
podcast that has sometimes almost nothing to do with true crime.
sometimes desserts.
And sometimes desserts and Pittsburgh and Judge Judy and all of
And your
the
shirt,
above and my
mayhem in the
shirt.
dirt in the dessert.
Mayhem in the dessert. I am Father God Darren Karp here with
Hello.
my exclusive sexual partner, Mother God John Thrasher. Should we admit that we've, let's admit,
No,
ooh.
do not even go
Yeah.
there. Do not
It's
even go down that road.
not something, okay, people, he's not ready to admit it. I'm fully there.
And I
Theme of my
never
life,
will.
theme of my life. I am there. But this case I'm really curious about. You know, I love psychics. You know
Yeah.
that I'm into the woo-woo of it all.
You are a
I'm a
woo-woer.
skeptic, but I always am willing to sort of kind of
Hear
pay
them out.
to
You're
hear
like,
them
kind of
out.
pay. I'm kind of willing to pay millions of
Kind
dollars,
of
like we're about to get
pay. I
into.
had someone else buy me a tarot card reading one time. That was fine. But it is a little bit of a
Okay.
somewhat Halloween themed episode today.
That it is. And Darren didn't know what I was going to do today here on the show, but Darren, I have a
Oh
surprise for
God.
you and the listeners today.
John.
At the end of this episode, I'm going to read a tarot card for you. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, I have them right here if you're watching on YouTube or on Patreon. This deck of cards in my hand, Darren,
Yeah.
has your fortune in them. And I'm not going to steal millions of dollars from you
Don't I
like
need to
this
like be
woman.
like chop it twice, cut
Well,
it
not
once, do a little,
necessarily.
make a little love get down tonight? Don't I have to
If
do something like?
we're in person, that's one thing you could do. But I've been known to channel my psychic abilities remotely, and we're going to see what I pull. Now, the idea for the end of the episode is you're going to give me a question, and I'm going to pull just
Okay.
one card that's going to represent your tarot and your question.
Okay.
And I'm going to use my own
Can it be an
resources.
open-ended question, or does it have to be like a yes
It's
or no?
typically a yes or no, but it could be open-ended. I want you to do whatever you want it to be. Especially
Okay.
if whatever you want for the listeners, don't forget we are being broadcast here. And
Okay.
I'm going to use my resources to interpret the card. And by resources, I mean I might use ChatGPT because I don't know every single card, okay?
Good, good,
So
good, 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 good. That
think on
makes me feel
that.
really confident about my
So think
future.
on that.
Really
Think on that.
confident. Okay, I
Listen,
will think on it.
the magic besides being my cat is through me as a vessel, okay? And you're going to hear
Oh, you're a
this a
vessel
lot
now.
today.
Oh,
I'm
okay.
a vessel and I'm going to channel my energy into the cards, and you're going to hear what you need to hear, like it or not, today at the end of this episode. So
Gotcha.
let's get right into it. And that's if that's not the best ever like tease for an episode that we've ever done on the show, I'm not sure what is.
Okay, well,
All
let's get into
right.
this week's episode and
All
we'll see
right,
what
here we
question I
go.
got at the end of it. In August of 2011, so more of a recent case we're talking about here, federal agents closed in on a quiet street in Fort Lauderdale, executing arrest warrants for Rose Marks and eight members of her family. It marked the culmination of a sprawling, years-long investigation the FBI called Operation Crystal Ball.
Do 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 do
I
do
know, it's like
do.
so Twilight Zone. According to investigators, the Marks family had built a criminal enterprise that spanned nearly 2 decades, pulling in an estimated $40 million. Okay. And listen, when these people, especially when you get the FBI involved, I feel like they're infrequently wrong because they have had
Yeah.
so much evidence. They're not just going to like see something sus and then arrest you. They're going to build a case in order to prove it beyond a reasonable doubt in the court of
And
law.
most of the time there's a grand jury involved as well. So they also help
So
the
they
FBI.
ain't messing around. Okay,
Right.
so they operated from unassuming storefronts in Midtown Manhattan and sunny Fort Lauderdale, both places that I basically grew up in,
Right.
where these are places where passersby might see a neon tarot
Oh
reading
yeah.
sign in the window. I've seen many of those,
Oh yeah.
never suspecting the scale of what was happening inside. Basically, it's a front, right?
What?
Like that's what they call them. It's front. It's Satrials in The Sopranos,
Oh.
right? You're going into a butcher shop, but in the back, they're really like killing a guy and you don't even know it.
And it might be also called a croissant as well. You know what I
It might be
mean?
a
A
croissant.
croissant. Let me ask you this though. I know we've talked about psychic stuff all through this show. Have you ever been to a Manhattan Neon Sign tarot reading? I have.
You told me to go. I think it was a, I think it was tarot. I couldn't remember if it was palm, but I think it was tarot. The person on the Lower East Side, I want to say it was
Yes,
like
I
on
was just
Second
saying. Did you
Avenue.
go? Did you ever go?
Those were
I
during
forget.
Martini's, that was during Martini and
Yeah, it
Murder
was.
Days.
Yeah.
I want to
Well,
say that I had it in my schedule, but then I didn't end up going for a certain
I feel like
reason.
we would have heard, I would have heard about it, but
I didn't go though,
a
no.
friend, a colleague of mine that worked on Bravo, do you remember Crystal? Yeah. So she went to this one and highly, highly recommended this
Right, that
person.
was who
Yeah.
recommended it.
Okay. And then I went and it was fine. It was kind of vague. Things were happening in a couple months. Da, 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 da. I will say though, she did mention soulmate, and I was talking to someone prior to, like, literally walking from the subway to the psychic that was like,
Was this
well,
the guy with a D or no?
yes, yes. See, Darren knows my every move here. Yes, D, an ex of mine, who I was friendly with and friends with at the time. I was way over him, let's put it that way. He was like, okay, well, let me know if she tells you that I'm your soulmate. And then one of the first things that she said was that I have already met my soulmate and that we're in contact. And I was like, okay, girl. But then let me say this. I went with some friends. We were out like at a restaurant one night, months and months and months later, maybe even the next year. And it was like a group of three or four of us, and we just happened to be on that same block. And I was like, guys, this is where I had my psychic reading. And one of my friends had just gone through a breakup. And she was like, okay, I'll go. She's like, let's go in together. I'll pay for it. Like, let's go in and see what she says. So we walk in. It's literally a st I can't explain this unless you've been to New York. You walk in the door, there's
It's just like
four
a
feet.
chair.
Yeah, there's 4 feet in front of you, and then there's a curtain, and there's a chair to your right, and it's very, very, very small and intimate. It's usually like the front of their like residence or like business, whatever. This was all relevant, by the way, guys. We're setting this all up so you understand the rest of today's story. But so my friend has the psychic reading, and I'm sitting there with her, and she is saying almost the exact same thing that she said to me a year before. And I didn't want to break the news to her at the time and like hurt her, make her feel like shit. But I was like, eventually I told her, I was like, do you remember that psychic? Yeah, she said the exact same things to me, including the soulmate thing.
My dad years ago in the 60s, do you know what TM is?
Yeah.
Transcendental meditation.
Meditation,
So
yeah.
he went to him and his friends. Again, we're talking Woodstock days, right? So we're talking about like
Oh,
tons of drugs. They
yeah.
go into the city. My dad grew up in the city. Goes They go to like they decide to do like a TM guy. And like my dad's like me, like not a woo-woo person, but like it's the 60s and
But
like you just go to do
listens,
it, right? So
yeah.
you go and you do whatever, and they give you a mantra that it's
Oh,
only for
yeah.
you, right? Like you're not supposed to tell anyone. It's a word. It's
Oh,
your
okay.
mantra. But of course, all him and his friends, there's like six of his friends,
Here's
afterwards,
my
they were like,
mantra.
what was your mantra? And it was all the same mantra.
Are you
It was
serious?
all the same. And I was like, of course it was.
Oh, my God. What a d
Everyone
why?
had the same word,
That's
whatever it
crazy.
was,
That's crazy. Yeah.
which I always found very funny.
That
But
is funny.
okay, these are important for the details for
It's
the story.
important, and the point of the matter here is that there are tarot card and psychics, especially in Lower
Everywhere.
East Side and the Greenwich Village and all that
Everywhere.
place. Yeah, okay. So that's New York for you, at least.
So the defendants were a family by both blood and marriage, and some used false names to mask their identities. Rose Marks, along with her daughters-in-law, sons, sister, and granddaughter, presented themselves as fortune tellers, clairvoyants, and spiritual advisors. Nothing out of the ordinary of what people do.
I
I
do the
mean,
same thing. Yep.
anyone could kind of do it, I guess. They
Yeah.
offered, especially now with ChatGPT, I could just see people being like, John Thrasher, 39, wants to find love, give me things to say.
Well,
So,
hey, welcome to my world. I'm typing that every damn day over
yeah,
here.
exactly. Well, they offered palm readings, astrology charts, numerology, tarot card sessions, intimate spiritual consultations, John, often in what John just described, kind of a dimly lit room,
Yeah,
thick with
exactly.
incense,
Oh,
lined
yeah.
with flickering candles, sort of like a séance from the craft.
That's a great way to put it. Yeah, it is
Yes.
similar to that.
Very
Yes.
Halloween themed today. Now,
Right.
Rose claimed her powers were inherited through generations, citing her grandmother as her first teacher in spiritual cleansing. But their real specialty was finding and exploiting the deeply vulnerable, which I would argue is most of these people. Now, their big clients came to them after heartbreak, illness, death, or personal collapse. And that's why I'm so skeptical, I think, is because these people, it's like Ghost. If you remember that movie Ghost, where Whoopi Goldberg was, like just taking the kind of take swindling them at first until she could realize that she could talk, because those people are prone, sadly, and this happens in a lot of victimhood in general, those people are prone to really want to believe certain things. And so they tend to be the best sort of candidates for these types of things because they just want answers and they're desperate for anyone to tell them anything to give them closure and clarity. And that's what sucks about this stuff because they prey on the vulnerable.
It is, and I know some people in my own life who have been not necessarily victims, but the type of person you're describing. And I would even say, to add to what you were saying, sometimes, at least in my experience, it's not even like answers. They just need a path. They need a path to walk on, because how they move forward and whatever devastation they've experienced is completely unclear to them, and they just don't
They
know.
want
So
answers. They want something to grab
having
on to.
something to grab onto. And I want to also add that I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing, because even if that thing that you're grabbing onto doesn't ultimately end up being maybe the most rewarding thing at the end of the day, maybe once you've arrived to it, at least you've had hope, and that alone can get you through a lot of dark days. You know what I mean? Like I said,
Absolutely.
I've known a lot of people in my friends and family that have needed that, quite
And
frankly.
in truth, like if it was just that, like live and let live, like you need to believe what you need to believe. The problem is, there's that guy on TikTok recently who said it was going to be doomsday and the world was going to come to an end. And you have all
Rapture and
these
all that.
kids at school saying goodbye to their friends and freaking them out. And then when that doesn't happen, then you have the fallout from everything that kind of went down. And you're just like, that's irresponsible,
I know. Have
So.
you, and well, I'll get through this section. I'll mention something else too. But back to the story here. So most believe that Rose had been gifted by God to speak to spirit guides who could help lead them to an escape from their pain, as I just mentioned. The pitch was simple. Valuables such as cash, jewelry, and even family heirlooms were cursed or tainted with dark energy. This is according to Rose and her practices. These items, they said, had to be cleansed through rituals only they could perform.
God, this already makes me upset. This
I
already
know.
makes me upset.
Well, the psychic's family, this family of people here and friends, warnings were frighteningly specific as well. If the cleansing didn't happen, terrible illness would strike, businesses would collapse, or sick loved ones would die. So it's more than just, here's what I'm seeing in the cards, take it for what it is. It's a guilt trip to make you believe that you must seek out this person's time and pay them for their time, or horrible
Only
things will
they
happen
can
to you.
cure you. You should always be very wary of someone who says that.
Now, some of the cleansing rituals even involved burning cash to symbolize purification, but Rose would secretly replace that cash with fake bills.
I was going to say, she ain't burning
No,
cash.
she's certainly not going to do that, it sounds like. And of course, the theory here was if the payment stopped, the work would unravel. So not only was it like, in this moment, this is happening, but everything that happened in the past will unravel, and you will still live this horrible life. And then tragedy would soon follow, which is really disgusting, quite frankly. Now, Rose's psychic offices were actually equipped with hidden cameras and microphones to manipulate clients emotionally. They would gather information and try to come out and just sort of walk them through what they knew. Now, Rose marks often use coded language in phone calls as well, referring to money as, quote, books or candles. Investigators discovered that some of the funds were funneled into offshore accounts in the Caribbean as well, which
That's when
sounds
you know
very
that's.
illegal. Well, the Marx family reinforced the idea that, quote, money is the root of all evil, and that giving it up was, in fact, a spiritual sacrifice. Before we move on, I want to ask you, Darren, I don't know how online you are with TikTok and everything. I know, you're around from, you know some things, not chronically as online as I am, tragically for me. But have you seen this resurgence of the Sylvia Brown clips from the Montel show from the 90s and early
I don't think
2000s?
so.
Sylvia Brown was this psychic. She's since passed away.
Look her up.
Self-proclaimed medium and psychic. You probably would know her if you saw her, but she, some of these clips have started surfacing on TikTok in the last few months where she would take audience questions and the audience would be like, and she was very like in your face and kind of blunt, quite frankly, with her responses. So an audience member might say, Sylvia, we lost my dad 10 years ago. We don't know where he went. He went missing. And she'd interrupt him and be like, yeah, he drowned. Yeah, you won't be able to find him because he's in the water. Like just like really intense,
Jesus.
rude things like that. And there've been several instances on TikTok where, Sylvia would respond with, oh, he's there's you have to look into the house. The house, something happened there 600, 300 years ago. And then the woman would be like, oh, but our house is only 10 years old. And she'd be like, honey, the land. It's the land
Yeah,
that we're
right.
talking
Well,
about.
they always can.
Yeah.
Does anyone have a family member with the
With
letter
J.
G? G? Oh no, it's not G. I really meant B. A B? A B? No, not a
Exactly.
B. I really meant an M. It's like they're just looking for signals. They are very good at reading people.
Yeah, they
Very good at
are.
reading people.
Yeah.
Also,
But
I
yeah,
just,
she,
yeah,
sorry,
sorry,
go
go
ahead.
ahead.
Oh no, I was just going to say, so she's made quite a resurgence on TikTok
I'll have to look
and
up some of those clips
yeah,
from
check
that
it out. It's kind
fake.
of a similar kind of thing here. Yeah.
Well, I just want to say that you said, the Marx family reinforced the idea that money is the root of all evil. And I often wonder when that phrase happens. If money is the root of all evil, then what is the root of money?
What is the root of all money then? Yeah, exactly.
It would have to be good, right? Because
That's
if
fair.
money
I
is the
think
root
I'm
of
not
all
good at
evil,
math,
then
but
all the
yeah.
evil, yes. Well, if the money, if the money is the cause of all evil, then there has to be a cause of the money, and that would have to therefore be good. So that
All
phrase never
right.
really held
Sounds
up to
fun to
me.
me. Yeah.
I understand its sentiment, though. Now,
Yeah,
while they've
exactly.
promised to donate the funds, use them in rituals, or even return them when the work was done, they were, of course, actually just siphoning this into their personal accounts. This
Right.
money fueled a lavish lifestyle, okay? Now, this is not like, see, people are always like stupid with their money, okay? People are stupid because they end
Yeah.
up getting all of it and then showing it off. But if
Yeah.
you just take it and you invest it a little bit slowly, I'm giving people tips to when they steal
Okay.
money. It's
Okay.
usually people who are ostentatious with their wealth that usually get seen, which is
That's
kind of what
true.
happens here. So, lavish lifestyle, a sprawling home on Florida's intercoastal waterway, a yacht, more than $1.8 million in gold coins, a collection of luxury vehicles, including a Rolls-Royce, a Bentley, a BMW, plus two Harley-Davidson motorcycles. And you have to wonder, you have to prove that you can actually afford that stuff. Otherwise, you're going to be hella sus from the government. You can get
Well,
audited for all
right.
those things. If you make $50,000 a year as a tarot card reader, how are you affording a yacht?
Yeah,
If you
in
have
a
no assets and no inheritance or something like that, how are you affording that? You're going to
1.8
have to claim
million
that.
in gold
In
coins? Who
gold
even has
coins.
that? Yeah.
So several victims were prominent business people and celebrities who actually wish to remain anonymous. I wonder why. This is sort of like Scientology here, which is why I think Leah Remini, she deserves a fucking like Nobel because what she's
Yeah.
doing is amazing. Now, one of their most prominent victims was best-selling romance novelist Jude Devereaux, the author of 37 New York Times bestsellers. Jude came to Rose Marx after enduring an abusive marriage, fertility struggles, a string of personal and relationship hardships, and most tragically, the death of her 8-year-old son in a tragic ATV accident in 2005. This woman was crushed.
Been
How could
through
you
it,
not
yeah.
be? Yeah. Now, for nearly 20 years, Rose became Jude's confidant. Imagine how much money she siphoned.
I
And the
know, well.
one person Jude believed could intercede with unseen forces and set her life back on track. This poor woman. In total, gird your loins here.
Yeah, I
Jude
know.
handed over an estimated $20 million to Rose.
Wow.
When Rose's case eventually went to trial in 2013, Jude was one of more than a dozen victims prepared to take the stand. During the investigation into Rose's business, the FBI used undercover agents posing as heartbroken clients to gather firsthand evidence of fraud. I
Yeah, I
imagine
want to
being,
be. Go ahead, sorry.
I was just going to say, imagine being a victim, like, of all of this, like someone who has used you at your lowest.
Yeah.
Like I couldn't imagine something more anger inducing than that.
No, I
Right?
know. It's horrible. And I mean, that is something to point out here, which is that, what we're describing, seeking quote unquote advice or whatever, I mean, that is legal. It's really the fraud part of this where the
Yeah.
crime comes into play here. So just want to make sure that that's clear. I mean, people go
Yeah,
to psychics all the time.
you're allowed to go see someone, and someone can say, oh, you're going to meet the love of your life or your soulmate. But it's when they're taking their money and saying, we're going to use it for something, and then they're putting it into their own funds. It's deceptive. Now, during the month-long trial, she kept a low public profile, avoiding cameras and reporters' questions. Gee, I wonder why. But after the verdict, she made her feelings clear. Quote, I'm glad she's going to be taken off the streets and out of the business and won't hurt anyone else. Yes, that is true, Jude. Yes.
So she described the relationship bluntly, saying, quote, it was never a friendship, adding that she felt, quote, no sadness, none over the outcome. In 2010, before the trial began, Jude had channeled her experiences into her novel, Scarlet Nights. Might have to pick that one up, Darren.
Yeah.
Working with police to accurately depict how some psychic groups manipulate clients by giving hope and then cutting them off from everyone that they trust. I mean, that kind of sounds
Right.
like a cult, too, in a sense, but,
Yeah. Well, if you want to be the single source of their in power of them, then you do have to cut them off from sometimes your friends being like, that doesn't sound right to me. You know, like it only works if there's complete 100% trust in just you and that other person, right? Because the other friends who aren't involved in it are going to be like, ah, that doesn't sound good
Well,
to me.
remember the documentary we covered, Love Is One? Love Has Won,
Yep.
is that what it was called?
Love has won.
Same kind of vibes there with that. Well, the
Absolutely.
FBI's investigation into the Marks family began in 2008, led by Charles Stack, and Stack gained the trust of the victims, helping them process the emotional fallout of realizing that their decades-long relationship with Rose Marks were lies. He later contrasted Marks' victims with those of notorious Ponzi schemers like Scott Rothstein and Bernie Madoff, saying Marks' clients, quote, were praying for hope, and hope is the unwavering belief in the unseen, end quote.
Yeah.
The federal indictment against the Marks family contained a total of 61 counts, including
Damn.
conspiracy, mail and wire fraud, money laundering, remember the Caribbean accounts, and tax fraud, avoiding taxes essentially, is what that is.
That's a big thing, my friends.
And Rose herself was indicted on 14 of those charges. Now, her defense attorney, Fred Schwartz, insisted she was more of a life coach than a fraudster and claimed
Yeah.
her clients were satisfied until the FBI intervened. Well, when when you're stealing millions of dollars, that's how that goes.
Right.
Federal investigators even found over 400 handwritten ledgers detailing transactions with the victims. So, lots of paperwork to show that what she was doing here. But prosecutors laid out an unshakable case describing a calculated scheme that preyed on the pain of broken people. The prosecution emphasized that Marx's crimes caused psychological harm comparable to emotional abuse. So that's an interesting kind of legal, metaphor, if you will, that might be palpable in a trial, and we're about
Yeah.
to find out exactly how. Rose's defense attempted to introduce testimony from clients who still believed in her powers, but the court rejected it, which is interesting because if the court didn't reject that, what would a jury think? That's an
Well,
interesting thing.
it's interesting because like even if she did have the powers, that doesn't take away from tax fraud.
No, 100%.
Right?
Yeah,
Like,
there's
I
still
mean, okay,
crime going
maybe I
on
could
here.
predict it, but like, how good are you predicting at something if you can't predict that you're going to be on the hook for tax fraud? So this kind of whole thing disproves itself.
Yeah, you're right. And evidence actually showed that she once told a client to buy a $40,000 diamond for, quote, spiritual protection, end quote. That I would
That just, yeah,
assume, we
that.
don't know for sure, but with this research, but I'm assuming if everything is, needs burned and cleansed, maybe that eventually got handed over to Rose.
Maybe, or she agreed to buy the diamond, and the diamond was, who knows? Well, on September 26th, 2013, in a tense Fort Lauderdale courtroom, the jury returned guilty verdicts on all 14 counts she faced. Rose Marks, then 62, stood motionless as the verdict was read, her family seated silently behind her. She was immediately taken into custody. The maximum penalty on paper was nearly 250 years, but the court sentenced her to 10 years in federal prison and ordered her to pay more than $17.5 million in restitution. That, by the way, that wouldn't even cover what Jude paid into this woman, okay? So she owed a lot more. So this woman's getting off scot fucking free as far as I'm
Yeah, it's
concerned.
true.
During sentencing, several victims read statements describing years of emotional dependence and manipulation. In prison, Rose reportedly offered psychic readings to fellow inmates in exchange for commissary items, which, you know what? If you want to do that,
Yeah, that's a
I do
different
believe
type
in a
of,
world where you should be allowed. If you want to go do that and you want to get tampons for a fucking a psychic reading, like, I don't see why that would be so horrible. I just beg, I urge people to not necessarily believe those things.
And you're also not avoiding taxes when you're doing this.
Exactly. It's a trade. Now, the government seized her assets, including her luxury cars, the yacht, the motorcycles, the gold, the jewelry, the waterfront home. Rose's attorney said that her client believed she would die behind bars due to her health problems.
Well, and then years later, Rose appealed, but in August of 2015, the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals upheld her conviction and sentence. Many of her family members, including Vivian, Rosie, Donnie, Michael, Victoria, Nancy, Ricky, and Cynthia, also pleaded guilty to lesser charges. Several admitted they'd been lying to clients and spending the proceeds on personal entertainment and living expenses. Some were sentenced to probation or house arrest, with prosecutors noting that their roles were quite small compared to Rose's central leadership in the scheme. For the victims, the verdict brought a mix of relief and closure, of course, though
Sure.
few would ever really recover from the money that they lost, as Darren just pointed
And the
out.
emotional damage, of course.
Darren pointed out Jude alone with the 20 million or more. But what they did regain at least was the assurance that Rose Marx could never really again, hold their lives or their hope in her hands. And actually, this case became a benchmark for how law enforcement handles psychic fraud and emotional exploitation. So there might have been some good things to come out of that. Now, remember, Darren, she was sentenced to 10 years in 2013. So I wasn't able to find any. Megan sent this through, and then I looked myself. I wasn't able to find anything about her release or. Quite frankly, if she's still alive, she would be 74 or so at this point.
Let's go to
So
a clairvoyant and see if they
let's
know.
see. Let's ask my tarot cards in a second.
Yes, is Rose Marx still around?
Yeah,
That's the
maybe that's our option here. But yeah,
ultimately,
that's the
these things really
sentence.
bother me. I'm more of a skeptic than a lot of people, and I understand people wanting answers. That I don't really have a problem with. I think that religion is one of the reasons, you know, those things kind of started. Religion is man-made, to answer, you know, people used to think the stars were gods, right? Like, that's that whole thing. Like, answers to questions that we don't know, because I think saying I don't know or not having the answer is really scary. But it really saddens me when people, and I'm not even talking about the legality of anything, right? Like, if I want to go give all of my money to something, I have the right to do that, right? As long as I'm not being forced under duress. And I think psychological manipulation is something that we definitely discuss here a lot, but need to be that needs to be discussed even more, especially in the court of law. Like, sort of, are you being forced to do something even if you do it by your own hand? You know, like, I am killing a person, right? But I was psychologically manipulated to kill this person because I thought that they were going to harm me first, but I am the one killing that person. There's a lot of there's a lot of gray area there. But this bothers me immensely, just because, like, I feel so bad for the victims. When you are at your height of vulnerability, people tend to not think the most rationally. And it's devastating to learn that not only are you going through something terrible, like the death of your 8-year-old son in an ATV accident, the death of anybody in your family, financial loss, job loss, whatever. And now this person is just like siphoning money from you. Like, those are just so evil people because they do it in front of your fucking face. They do it right there and they continue to take your money just over and over and over and over and over again. Jude giving $20 million of her money, it's just like, it's absurd to me. It annoys me. It bothers
It's
me.
the worst. It's kind of like the lowest of the low. Do you generally believe in psychics and tarot? Like, what is
No,
your.
I
No, you
don't.
don't. But
I
let me ask you
don't. I
this,
don't.
because I
No.
remember we've talked about this over the years. Tell the listeners about the psychic you talked to once. I think you were just like, yeah, I'll talk to you, whatever. That mentioned your fingernail, like your nails were getting clipped or
Yeah,
something.
I had a psychic reading over the phone.
That's
Okay,
right.
so she couldn't see me, which I actually appreciated because I do think there is a skill in reading
Yeah.
someone's face and facial reactions of
Oh,
like,
yeah, for
oh, do you
sure.
know someone with a J? Yeah,
Yeah,
that's
it's
John.
John.
That's got to be John. That's got to be Jack. So I give her credit for that. This came from a friend. It was $50. We're not talking about anything major here for 30 minutes. But before I had the conversation, it was at my ex's and I was in the bathroom because I was going to take it like on a walk. I
Yeah.
was in the bathroom and I was thinking, so I was a chronic, I used to be a chronic nail biter. I was like, oh man, I really need to put nail polish on or something. Like, I really need to redo my nails or something. I was looking at my hands. Didn't think here or there, just a silent
Just a
thought to
thing that you think in
myself.
the bathroom of the mirror, yeah.
Took the call with the psychic. Nothing amazing, kind of saying, reaffirming things that I had sort of asked,
Yeah.
if you Googled me, you could probably see a lot more,
Yeah.
of what I want to
You and I
be.
are very public figures in our
But at the
careers.
and at the end of the conversation, she was like, and I said, okay, bye, Donna, whatever. And she said, by the way, your grandmother thinks you need to fix your nails too, which I
Insane.
thought was insane because it
That's
came out of
insane.
nowhere, right?
Right,
Like
right.
that came out of absolute nowhere.
That's
I'm not
crazy.
saying it's impossible, right? I don't want, because I don't know, right? Like,
Yeah,
could
we
it
don't
be?
know.
Sure. I'd like to think that if people had this actual ability, there would be more done about this. Like, if it was
That's a good
actually,
point.
like there'd be more
Yeah.
scientific research about how to connect to that world, or they would use
Yeah.
it for maybe a larger purpose. Not to say that
Right.
people's pain isn't a large purpose, but I
Yeah,
would
I know
kind
what
of
you're
hope that
saying.
they would be charging
Humanity.
more. And
Yeah.
humanity in that way. Miss Cleo was probably the first
Right.
intro to psychics or whatever, outside that
Yeah.
movie Ghost. But I definitely thought it was weird. I certainly thought it was out of left field. I certainly thought it
Yeah.
could be something,
Yeah.
but not enough for me to be like,
Well,
go back to her necessarily. You know what I mean?
you don't have to go back to her because you
Because
have your own
I
psychic
have you.
reader right here. Okay, Darren, it's time to get to the psychic tarot card reading. Now, everyone listening who's not watching, I have a deck of tarot cards. I was given these, or did I buy these? I forget. Given or bought these years
Gee, what
ago.
a, you can't even remember if you bought the fucking tarot
I
cards.
don't
Oh, I feel good about
remember.
this. Oh, I feel
I
good.
don't remember, but I want to say someone gave them to me because you're supposed to be gifted your tarot cards, apparently. That's like the lore behind it. And
I
I
do
will
have cat
say,
tarot cards that you gave
that's
me.
right, I did. That's right, I remember those. Oh, I forgot about those. So I will say this just about psychics and tarot. I do, but I think most 99% of what I see in here is not real, but
Yeah.
because of my own personal experiences of this kind of stuff, which at this point are so out of control, I don't even remember most of it. I do think that it is. I don't think people can sit here and say, you're going to trip down the steps on, December
No.
3rd at 5 o'clock.
Right.
But I do think that there is intuition, and I think life experience and things like that really do
I
come
could
out
buy
that way.
that.
Yeah.
Sure.
And I've had my own experiences with this exact same deck of cards that will shock you. And maybe I'll save that for an NMR later, but I should ask my friend if I can talk about it because even she was shocked by what came out of one of
Yeah.
these readings. But Darren, the question for you today is, give me, well, the statement is, tell me a question, and I'm going to shuffle the deck while you're thinking because I want, and I can see Darren, by the way, guys, we're on Zoom and this is on YouTube and Patreon if you'd like to watch it. And I'm looking at Darren and I see her squinting and she's pondering a question and I'm putting it into the deck. Now, full disclosure, I don't know what every single thing means and I haven't done this in quite a while, but I'm
Some kind
going
of chat
to,
GPT.
well,
Okay.
I'm gonna use my power to pull the card where then ChatGPT will help me. And maybe it's a card I do know. I do know some
So
of
I need to
them.
ask like a yes or no, right?
Well, it could be a yes or no. Would be easier, but ask anything. Ask anything. 'Cause I'm gonna pull it and see what the card represents for you.
Okay. Will I? Oh, this is so hard because I could ask so many. I could ask like a specific or a generic.
Yeah. Well, what did you have in mind? Go with what you just had. I like
Is
that.
Snoopy happy that we bought a house?
I just pulled the top card. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, is that the question you want? Is Snoopy
Yeah.
happy? Okay. All right, and so
Because she's
now
on her back right now going like this.
Darren's doing like a spread
So
eagle.
she, 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 so she. I think she's happy because that
Seems,
would
I
be
would say
this
that would mean
general
she's happy.
symbol of happiness is when you're just
Okay.
showing your coin purse to the rest of the world
Sure, sure.
willy-nilly, but Snoopy's a complicated dog.
All right. Okay, now give me a number between 1 and 10, and that's how many times I'm going to cut the deck. One and
Six.
ten. Six. Okay, so here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. Now, Darren, choose top, bottom, or middle, and I'm gonna choose either the top card, the bottom card, or any random card in between. But you have to tell
Top.
him. Top. Okay, we're gonna go with the top one. I swear to God, just so you know, I'm not manipulating. This is the top card, and I'm gonna pull it right here. Here we
If
go,
it's
guys.
gonna be death, don't read it to me.
No, it's not. Imagine it is. Darren pulls the three, let me put this in here, the
Of
three
cups?
of pentacles,
Pentacles, okay.
which is interesting because three could represent you, Nadine, and Snoopy here.
Snoop, yeah,
Yeah.
my girls.
Now, I do not know what three of pentacles is.
Great, great,
So let's see what it
awesome. Let's
says.
put that into the chat.
Stand by.
Okay.
Teamwork and collaboration. Success comes through cooperation. So I think I would read this as she's adjusting, but it'll take all three of you in the family unit to make each other comfortable, actually.
Okay, I like that interpretation.
Building foundations. You're laying the groundwork of your new long-term home, and be mindful that it is the beginning of a new beginnings for the three of you. I can't believe a three came up. That's crazy, actually.
Yeah, that's actually wild.
Shared goals. Everyone has to be involved in the collective adjustment, you might say.
Okay.
But there's validation here at the end. And I think that from what I'm seeing here and what I'm feeling by pulling this, that she will be happy, but she's still adjusting is the main takeaway here based on what I'm reading
Well,
about
aren't we
this card.
all? Aren't
Aren't
we
we all,
all?
guys?
Snoopy's just following our lead. And can I just tell you, the other night we
Yeah, tell
woke up
me.
in bed because she sleeps in between us. I said
Yeah.
to Snoopy, like I said on NMR, that Nadine gets mad at me when I kiss her too loudly in the morning, but
Yeah.
literally no one cares because Nadine had me get a dog and now I'm obsessed with a dog. So no one cares what Nadine thinks.
Yeah,
But I
right.
said to Snoopy, I said, Mom's sleeping. I whispered it in her ear. I go, Mom's sleeping, but let's pounce on her at the same time. I said this to her. I was like, let's pounce on her at the same time.
Yeah.
Let's wait, wait, wait. And then Nadine like moved in bed. I go, okay, go. And Snoopy went
No,
immediately
she
over to
didn't.
Nadine and kissed her.
No, she did not.
Yes, she did. Yes, she did.
Oh my God. That's insane. And maybe
Maybe she's a
she's human.
medium.
Yeah,
Maybe she's a
maybe she
psychic.
is.
My dog could be human.
I want to
Yeah.
show you the image here if I can make sure.
Yeah, put yourself in. I
So
kind of love that it's a three of us because it is the three of us. We always talk about like we're the three musketeers.
Oh, do you? That's even creepier.
Well, we
There's
are. It's a
do you
three
see your
girls.
do you see your reflection in the image, by the way? That's
I
so
do.
funny.
That's
So
ridiculous.
there's two women on the right, and then there's like someone with a knife on the left. I'm gonna say the two women are you and Snoopy,
Thank you. Yeah,
and
Nadine's the
then
man with a
Nadine's the
knife.
man
Yeah.
maybe trying to kill you
Yelling at us
guys.
because we
Yeah,
kiss too much.
exactly.
Deal.
Something to
Deal.
think about. That's
No
an
one.
interesting card. I have to say, a three of anything is fascinating.
When
That's
there's
all I'm
three of
gonna say.
us, I
Yeah.
mean, she's our baby. She's our
That's
child. So
right.
it is. Guys, let us know what you think of the three of pentacles, tentacle, testicles, and let us
Oh.
know. I'm just adding to it.
Oh.
Let us know at CarpeDarren at Jay Thrasher. You can let us know on our Facebook group, Shaken and Disturbed Podcast fans, as well as Patreon, where we get you everything exclusive first and foremost. Should we
That's
get
right.
to some listener and let us know what you
Yes.
think about psychics and tarot and if
Yeah.
like you guys are utterly convinced of it or not. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you're not. Maybe you're skeptics, but you still want to believe. I'm kind of down
Right.
for all of it. Let us know what you
Yeah, I
think. And
love
let's get
that.
to some listener shout outs.
That's right. Darren, I want to mention the Funko Pop gifter has revealed herself.
Yes.
We forgot,
Yes.
like a pair of idiots a couple weeks ago, who sent us our customized Funko Pops of each other, one of me and one of Darren, of course. And of course, it was our longtime Patreon and friend of the show,
Where is
Sandy.
he, Sandy?
Sandy
That Sandy,
is
right
there.
there.
She is right there. If you're watching on Patreon, she's on every episode with us. So Sandy, thank you so much. And apologies for forgetting. It was not personal. We just need to write your name on the bottom of a foot or something.
Sandy, I knew, but
No,
I
you
wanted to say I was
didn't.
testing John and John didn't know. So I'm just saying, like,
No.
I knew all along.
No.
John had no
Don't even
idea.
try.
I
Don't
just
even
wanted
try.
everyone to be aware. I just wanted everyone to be aware. Now, some people heard our friend Mitz's story about the snake, and
Yes.
chimed in as well. Dewan in our Facebook group told us how she got a snake out of her house, saying, quote, "I had a black racer in my home earlier this year. I got him in a
Ugh.
laundry basket and tossed him outside." See, here's my problem with this, Dewan. How did you get the laundry basket close enough to the snake?
To the
Because
snake, exactly.
that's where I come in. It's like, could I think of a trap? Sure. But that means that I have to go close
Within
within
feet, yeah.
meters. And let me
Yeah.
also just say, one of my very good friends got us a beautiful Jonathan Adler like box set. It was gorgeous. It was like teal, like the background of this of
Yeah.
my background right now. But it had a snake on it. And
Huh.
Nadine was like, "No, you gotta
No,
return. You gotta exchange." She goes,
we don't
"Absolutely
keep
not."
that in the house.
She
Yeah.
was like, "We got to exchange." So I got a different one because of it.
Okay.
So just and then I
Because of the
got
snake.
because
Okay.
of snake, I got a great DM the other day from a
Oh.
listener, and I wanted to read this to you. I have to open my phone in order to read it.
Sure.
It's
It's at the
it's
very
to
bottom of the thing here, but yeah.
oh, something just fell. Is it at the bottom? Oh, here it is.
Well,
Yes,
yeah.
that's right. Our good friend Jamie DM'd me, and she said, hold on, I don't have the whole thing pulled up, so I want to pull it up
Yeah,
so I can
sorry, I
read it.
messed it up for you.
Wow, clairvoyant.
I
Okay. Is there a shaken and disturbed place to message you guys? Yes, there is. Not only can you do it on DM, like she just did, you can
Yeah.
also do it on our Facebook group as well as our Patreon.
There you go.
I feel a little stalkery messaging your regular page, but anyway, being a person with a major fear of dentists, this is
Oh, here
going
we
off our
go.
NMR conversation, John and I have had for the past two NMRs. I had to forward through part of your episode, and I'm not sure how you feel about myself that I'd prefer to hear about nipple belts than teeth.
That's right.
Hashtag iHeartTherapy calling. You guys are hilarious. Because if you
Yeah.
remember, I asked John because he refuses to watch Monster, the Ed Gein story,
No,
and Ed Gein
no,
famously created a nipple belt. If and he just couldn't stand it. If he would rather literally sit through like scraping of the teeth or a nipple belt, and honestly, he couldn't
it
decide.
took a second, but I had to go with Ed Gein only because. The other, no, you know what it was? It was whether I would do it without the Novocaine, you said. And
Yes, do it
that's
without the
too
Novocaine.
painful. That's too painful. But thank you,
Pussy.
Jamie, for that hilarious
Yes,
DM
thank you,
to
Jamie.
Darren. I think
We loved
that's
it.
too good.
We
I
loved
never had
it.
a problem with the sound yet. Like, the sound makes me feel like I'm getting cleaned. So I'm like fine with
Listen
it.
to our NMR about
Yeah,
burning
listen to it.
teeth.
Yeah.
That will change your
Oh, yeah,
mind.
that might change things. That's right. Well, have you guys joined in on the fun on Patreon yet? The other day, Darren tried to get me to watch that Ed Gein Netflix show. We put our text messages up on Patreon. It's disturbing to say the
Please
least.
help me get him to watch this,
I'm
people.
not doing. I'm simply not doing it,
I
but
shan't.
you can join us on Patreon and harass me there if you'd like for as
Yes,
little
let's
as
bully him.
$5 a month.
Let's bully John. Let's
No.
bully John.
No.
Okay, well, you can head to our brand new beautiful website to bully
Excuse
John
me,
as
I
well.
didn't tell them where to go yet.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah,
Bullet.
patreon.com/shakenanddisturbed or head to the show notes. Okay, go.
Or and hashtag let's bully John, or head to our brand new beautiful website, Shaken and Disturbed, for all our new shakenanddisturbed.com, excuse me,
Dot
for
com,
all
yeah.
our new episodes, Patreon, YouTube, and merch, including our latest design that says justice is my love language. Although I
That's
think we're
right.
gonna have to do a samples one
Samples,
because
yeah,
I
that's
can't stop
right.
saying samples. Or burning teeth. We don't know. There's a lot of options here, people. So thank you guys for listening so much. We'll be back next week with another episode of
That's
Shaken
right.
and Absurd.
And absurd or desserts, whatever you prefer. Take care and clean your teeth. That's my sign off for this time.
Honestly, I just got back from the dentist. Clean your
Same,
teeth, people. Do that
same.
flossing. Do the flossing because eventually
Floss.
it's going
It'll
to be a
catch
big
up.
deal if you don't.
That's right. All right, we'll see you guys next time. Bye bye.
Bye.